The big announcement was softened by a little boy named Francisco.
When I grow up, I want to be a firefighter so I can help people from fires.
With Francisco and his classmates looking on, Governor Deval Patrick gave the Orchard Gardens Elementary School a lesson in politics.
As a parent, I hear optimism and energy. I hear eagerness and hope. As a governor, I hear a call to action. Every one of us has a stake in getting these young people and young people like them all across the Commonwealth to where it is they want and need to go.
The governor unveiled a school investment plan to expand and improve education for students of all ages, from pre-K through high school. Patrick says the plan will cost $550 million in year one and rise to nearly $1 billion over the next 4 years. With Massachusetts facing budget shortfalls, where will the money come from to pay for this education initiative?
New taxes. Okay. New taxes and fees. And we got to stop being afraid of that conversation and start talking about the choices that we have to make in order to assure that we are building a stronger future.
Patrick says that future will be better if we invest in early childhood education, fully fund K through 12, and allow for extended school days where it's needed. He didn't stop there. He says his plan would also make college more affordable and accessible and let community colleges expand efforts to provide students with skills training critical to finding work.
We have made great, great strides in higher education, especially with our community college reforms last year. I am proposing to fully fund that reform effort, to raise our investment in our state universities, and to reinvigorate the Mass Grants program to make sure everyone can get to college, no matter their income.
The governor says he'll provide more details in his State of the State address, where funding education, transportation, and Massachusetts' future will hinge on how to pay for it all. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.